Hola, mi gente. The moment you've been waiting for is finally here. My brand new book, Financially Lit, is officially out. And I can't wait for you to get your copy. Inside this book, I'm bringing you culturally relevant and relatable personal finance advice that will allow you to finally feel seen, heard, and understood. Whether it's the guilt you feel from being the first person to make it while members of your family are still struggling, or the way that financial trauma manifests itself in negative and limiting beliefs around money, Financially Lit is here to guide you through it all. Just a few years ago, it was almost impossible to find personal finance books written for first-generation wealth-building Latinas. We have been forced to navigate the complicated world of money with a bunch of money books written by old white dudes who don't understand what it's like for us first-gen kids. But that stops right here, right now. Inside Financially Lit, you will learn how to set boundaries with your familia, with your dinero, create and pass on generational wealth, diversify and increase your income, protect yourself from financial abuse, navigate the complicated relationship between amor and dinero, invest like a white dude or better, and so much more. You can get your hard copy and audiobook version of Financially Lit at financiallylitbook.com, and make sure to join our email list so you can find out when I'm stopping in a city near you for the Financially Lit book tour. See you soon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There is freedom that you have to build into your entrepreneurial journey the same way that you have to build it in if you want to just quit your job and become financially independent and never have to work. So from a business perspective, it's first important to outsource and automate as much as you can so that you can afford to walk away from, you know, an administrative perspective. Make sure that you're hiring people that you trust, that you know are going to have things running and flowing while you are away, and they're not going to need to continuously harass you about like what needs to be done, right? You want to empower your people. You want to definitely focus on building passive income streams in your business that do not rely on you having to show up for every single dollar, and you want to build a PTO fund. Okay, that way you can actually afford to take time off and you don't have to worry about dipping into other cash reserves, emergency funds, et cetera, et cetera.
You're listening to Yo Quiero Dinero, a personal finance podcast for the modern Latina. I'm your host, Janice Torres, award-winning Latina personal finance expert. I didn't always have my financial shit together, but when I started looking for POC-friendly personal finance podcasts, I couldn't find any. And so Yo Quiero Dinero was born. On this show, I'll show you how to make dinero, how to keep your dinero, and most importantly, how to make it grow. Each week, I'm connecting you with the most brilliant minds in the world of money and business, so you can learn about investing, entrepreneurship, and building wealth. The best part? I'm dishing up all this knowledge with a sassy side of sazón. So if you're ready to be poderosa with your dinero, you've come to the right place. Let's dive in. Before we hop into today's conversation, I want to remind you to follow us on social. If you're loving this podcast and you want more community, you want to find out more about our events and all the stuff that we have going on behind the scenes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and everywhere else you love to hang out on the internet. If you're loving this podcast, please take a moment to leave us a review if you listen to us on Apple. It's the easiest way to share our podcast with people that you know and love, and it helps us get discovered by amazing listeners like you. So take a moment, leave us a review, share us with your friends and family, subscribe so that you never miss an episode, and make sure to check out our blog, YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com, where you can sign up for our email list and you'll never miss an episode. Plus, you get exclusive invitations to our live events, special discounts for our digital courses, and as always, our best personal finance tips and advice to help you be poderosa with your dinero. Thanks for listening. Now, let's get into the episode.
I am recording a solo podcast episode and I figure let me do it live so we can chat. because I am actually taking a business sabbatical. And so I want to talk to you guys today about how I'm actually orchestrating that. Because one thing that I have found for new entrepreneurs and even like veteran entrepreneurs is that we can be terrible at taking time off. And if you are a business owner or just like even in corporate and you feel guilty as fuck about taking time off, this conversation is for you. I will admit, I was never, and still to this day, like I have no issues taking time off. Like my boss never had to tell me to use my PTO, okay? I will never understand people that are like, I don't know how to take time off. I feel guilty. I will say, especially as an entrepreneur, I've had to get very, very intentional about putting boundaries in place so that I'm not burning myself out because I am a natural workaholic. I love to work, y'all, especially because I get to do something I love. But even when you do something that you love, it's not a good idea to never take breaks. And what I have found is that every time I'm starting to experience like exhaustion and burnout, it's because I haven't taken some time for myself. And I always have the best ideas when I actually take some time. Like those creative juices start flowing once I give myself permission to start resting again, once I take some time off. The best ideas literally will come by sitting next to the beach, listening to the water, you know, not having anything productive on the schedule. That's when the universe decides to like give you these downloads, okay? And I know that for a fact because literally this whole platform came to me through the most relaxing everyday activity that you can do, which is taking a shower. I'll tell people this story all the time, but it never fails to crack me up. Like I'm a person that listens to music in the shower and literally Dinero came on by J-Lo and Cardi B. And that was how this fucking podcast came to be. Okay. Like in those moments of quiet, in those moments of stillness, when you're not distracted, when you're just like zen with the universe, that's when all the brilliance comes out. We need those quiet times in order to allow our brain to literally just stop focusing on a million different fucking things and to just allow it to tell you what you need to hear. Another thing my brain told me when I sat my ass down and took a solo trip was, girl, you need to get divorced. Literally, your brain has all of the answers that you need and want, but you need to sit your ass down so you can hear what it's saying to you. Okay, so that being said, I want to talk a little bit about how I came to the decision that I will not work in December of any year as a full-time entrepreneur, and actually started this tradition last year, but I'm actually taking it up a notch in 2023 where I'm taking a full 3 months off of work. So I will only be working 9 months out of the year starting next year. And the inspiration for that actually came from Tiffany the Budgetnista, who is on a podcast called Brown Ambition, along with Mandy Woodroff Santos, two amazing women. Go and check out their podcast. And so Tiffany was talking about, you know, just getting very intentional with her time as an entrepreneur. And she said, I'm taking 3 months off next year. And I said, you know what? I'm fucking doing that too. So you may be asking yourself, well, how can you actually afford to do that, right? Because when we're thinking of taking time away from our business, typically the first thing that comes to mind is like, oh shit, if I take time off, I'm not gonna make money. I can't take time off because I'm gonna go broke. My business is gonna shut down. My client list is gonna dry up. My boss is gonna forget that I exist and they're gonna replace me. Because it happens to all of us, right? We tend to really amplify the fears and the worries when in reality, you can probably do this without a big financial hit. And so what that looks like for me as an entrepreneur is a couple of different things. So in order for me to effectively walk away from my business for an entire month, which is what I'm going to do in December, I have kind of built an infrastructure that supports me being able to do that. Number one is I am not a one-woman team, okay? And I think that's really important to understand that when you see entrepreneurs that have a lot of time on their hands, when they have a lot of freedom, you see them like vacationing and taking time off and chilling and looking like they're relaxed. Well, that's because they've actually learned how to scale their business to a point where they can afford to hire other people. And so I have people that manage my podcast. I have people that manage the back end of my business, you know, podcasts, recordings, digital course stuff, emails, marketing, all that stuff. I have people that can help me with that. And I also have systems in place that automate some of these things. So I can walk away from like not having to create a bunch of new emails and social content, because not only do we repurpose a lot of stuff that we've already created, but we like basically plan ahead for when I have time off and make a plan for what's going to happen during that time. So definitely outsourcing. Outsourcing is very important if you want to build the type of business that gives you freedom to take a sabbatical, whether that is a month or even a year, okay? That's where I'm trying to get. So I'm trying to like work, you know, intermittently, as they say. That's the long-term vision. Now, the second way that I actually facilitate being able to take a business sabbatical is by not relying 100% on active income. What is active income? Well, active income is the type of income that you have to show up for in person, right? Whether that is servicing a client, going into your office, delivering some sort of goods or service, whatever, you know, active income can make you a lot of money, but at the same time, it's going to take up your time because you're going to have to physically exchange some sort of time for that money. So with my very complicated business structure, okay, I have like 10 different income streams, y'all. So I have a mixture of passive income and active income. And what that allows me to do is basically decide when I want to invest time and energy into active income streams, like teaching my digital courses, like freelance writing, like doing speaking engagements, like doing brand partnerships. Those are all activities that require me to physically do work. Because I have enough passive income within my business to opt in and out of active income, I can afford to take a month off of work. I could even afford to take more because at this point, my passive income streams exceed $100,000 a year, okay? So when you're earning enough passive income to make work optional, you can afford to decide if and when you want to work. And that is basically what's known as cash flow financial independence. Cash flow financial independence basically just refers to you creating passive income streams that can replace your living expenses on a monthly basis to make work optional. So you can decide what you want to work on and what you don't. And so that's reason number two why I'm able to take a business sabbatical, because my blog earns six figures. I have other passive income sources like my on-demand digital programming, like my affiliate marketing, like my podcast ads. So there's a lot of different streams that are working even when I'm not. And it's very much like the stock market, where whether you're, you know, actively participating in that activity or not, because you've built up your portfolio of content, in my case, it just kind of makes money on its own. Between outsourcing and the fact that I have passive income, those are two main reasons why I'm able to take a business sabbatical. And then the third is that I have an abundance of emergency reserves as a business owner. Okay. Now, we talk about emergency funds, right? Why it's important to have them. But beyond that, it's important for you to create pools of money that allow you freedom to do other things. So that can be an FU fund if you want to quit your job and take like a year-long sabbatical and then go back into corporate. That can be a PTO fund as a business owner where you're literally saving money that buys you time off. So you can decide, I'm going to save a month's worth of revenue in my business. And then once I'm at that number, I'm going to take a month off. And you know that your business will continue to be sustainable because you have set aside this money for your PTO fund. So that is how I am able to navigate a business sabbatical without stressing out about money, without wondering, oh my God, where's my next paycheck gonna come from? There is freedom that you have to build into your entrepreneurial journey the same way that you have to build it in if you want to just quit your job and become financially independent and never have to work. So from a business perspective, it's first important to outsource and automate as much as you can so that you can afford to walk away from, you know, an administrative perspective. Make sure that you're hiring people that you trust, that you know are going to have things running and flowing while you are away, and they're not going to need to continuously harass you about like what needs to be done, right? You want to empower your people. You want to definitely focus on building passive income streams in your business that do not rely on you having to show up for every single dollar. And you want to build a PTO fund. Okay, that way you can actually afford to take time off and you don't have to worry about dipping into other cash reserves, emergency funds, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fast forward to the end of 2024. Think about your goals. What can you do right now to give yourself the best chance of succeeding? If you want to learn a new language, you should absolutely get Babbel. You don't need to pay hundreds of dollars to private tutors or waste hours on apps that really don't help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Just like the information that we share here on Yo Quiero Dinero, Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so that you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Babbel's convenient courses have helped me learn real-life French conversational skills. I was so intimidated by the French language the first time that I visited Paris, but with Babbel's help, I learned how to order food, ask for directions, all without having to consult a random language app while I'm on vacation. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 50% off a one-time payment for a lifetime Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/dinero. Get 50% off at babbel.com/dinero, spelled babbel.com/dinero. Rules and restrictions may apply. So now that we've covered how I'm taking a business sabbatical, let's dive into some Instagram follower questions. Okay, so how long am I taking a sabbatical for? As of November 23rd, I am taking off the rest of the year. So I won't be back to work until January 2nd. So my calendar is blocked out, no meetings, no nothing. And I am actually going to head to Puerto Rico on December 1st for 2 weeks so that I can do my annual solo retreat. Because that's another thing that I decided when I was going to quit my job. I'm like, I want to do an annual solo retreat at the end of the year to just refresh, relax, celebrate all the work that's been done, and start the new year with a clean slate, feeling just chill. And so that's what, so it's basically going to be like 5.5 weeks, which I'm really excited about, because when I envisioned what I wanted my life to look like as an entrepreneur, like this was part of it. Just being able to take extended time off and really just enjoy, you know, the holiday season with my family and travel and just live life. Especially during this time of year, I think it's like so hectic that it just perfectly aligns with a lot of the chaos that we tend to experience during the holidays. Being able to take time off and just focus in on that and not have to balance work and all this bullshit, it's important. I think it's really important to build those boundaries in for yourself. And, you know, depending on where you work, you might actually have access to some sort of unpaid sabbatical through your employer. So with my last job, there was actually something in the benefits policy that would allow me to take up to a year off. Unpaid, of course, but I would basically retain an equivalent position, if not the position that I was originally hired for when I came back. Now, I never took advantage of this because for me, I don't know, I just always felt like, well, I'm not going to take a year off to then come back to this shit. Like, I'm just going to leave. So I dedicated my energy to like just building my business. But check out your employee handbook. Like, you might have a sabbatical plan that you don't even know.
Will you have a workshop on passive income? When is Money Fiesta in 2023? Okay, so I have an on-demand passive income course. If you DM me, I will send you a link where you can sign up for it for 70% off. This is just a 90-minute masterclass that you can watch on your own, and it covers 8 different forms of passive income. So if you want that, send me a DM. So 2023, we're going to be hosting our first live conference. You heard it here first. And the plan is to have it in Puerto Rico in June of 2023. So we're going to be setting up the waitlist for that shortly so you guys can start to see what's going to be happening. But it's basically going to be our first big ass wealth building conference geared towards the Latinx community, people of color. Like, I am so fucking excited for this. It's going to be magic. Okay, so stay on the email list so that you find out about our first live conference next year, June. So excited. Do I plan beforehand to take a sabbatical? Yes. So I already knew, like, going into this year that I was going to take the month of December off. Literally in January, I said to my assistant, like, block off all of December, not working. Nobody can book meetings with me. I am not doing anything. So I knew from the beginning of this year that that was the plan. And so what I've done from a financial standpoint is build out my passive income streams to make that a reality and also bulk up my emergency funds. Basically, I have enough emergency funds to take like a year and a half off of work. And that's very like conservative just because, you know, first gen anxiety. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Whatever helps me sleep at night. So yes, you have to plan ahead when you want to take a business sabbatical. You have to like either save a bunch of money or create passive income streams that are consistent in order for you to make sure that you can take that time off without worrying about anything. Save your money. Yaz Torres, kind of off topic. It's okay. We're answering all the questions here. But how long did it take for your blog to generate decent money? And how did you remain patient, motivated to continue blogging throughout this time? Ooh, love this question, Yaz. Okay, so I would say when we're talking about like real money, let's say that's like five figures, right? So 2017 was the first year that I made $10,000 in a single year as a blogger. And so basically it took me like 3.5 years to get to that point. Now, I was monetizing before that, but it just wasn't that as high of a number, right? It was like a couple thousand the year before, a couple hundred the year before. But a lot of the reason why it took me so long to monetize is because I was literally learning everything from scratch. There was no blogging coaches. There was none of the shit that exists now. It was just a lot of Googling, a lot of YouTube, a lot of trial and error. And so it definitely took me longer than it takes my students because I didn't have a blueprint, right? Like, I have students who are already being accepted to, you know, ad networks, who are already setting up affiliate marketing, who are already starting to sell their own products that are, you know, these are all people that are in my Jumpstart Your Blog Bootcamp. So they're monetizing within months versus years. And that's just because I'm giving them literally the framework that I learned over now my 9 years as a blogger in order to make that happen. But as far as how you stay motivated, I mean, you can't be focused 100% on the money up front for your business because at the end of the day, it takes time for you to figure out what's going to work for your specific business model. What you should be more focused on is serving people, is being passionate about what you're talking about, right? Like, if you don't actually care about what you're talking about, if you're not passionate about the subject, how the hell do you expect to write hundreds of blog posts and create content for that? So you have to actually care more about who you're helping and why you actually wanted to start this platform versus making money off the bat. That's not to say that, you know, you shouldn't be thinking about that at some point in the early process, because obviously you want to figure out how the niche that you're selecting is then eventually going to lead you to being able to offer some kind of service. But that can't be the primary focus, right? It's not all about the money. It's part of it, but it's not all of it. So keeping focused on like the bigger why is my best advice. Why does this matter? Because you're going to have to do it for free in the beginning. That's just how it works. I want to start my own business in consulting, but I want to narrow it down to something specific as my background is multidisciplinary. How can I start? Are there any entrepreneurship accelerators? So lucky for you, my business accelerator, which is the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit, is actually going on sale
this Friday for Black Friday. So if you want to hop on the wait list to find out when it opens for sale, it's yoquierodineropodcast.com/Friday. And you will get access to our Black Friday sale where you can snatch up not only the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit, but the Jumpstart Your Blog Bootcamp for hundreds and even potentially $1,000 off. Definitely sign up for that. And that program, the Jumpstart Your Blog Bootcamp, is specifically for bloggers, but the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit is for anybody who wants to start an online-based business. That is consultants, coaches, content creators, you know, if you want to start a podcast. It's basically for digital service providers and content creators. And that program goes through everything from selecting your niche, the entrepreneurial mindset, marketing, finances, scaling your business, time management, low cost and free tools that you can use to scale your business. It literally is like a one-stop shop for starting your online business, okay? On demand, lifetime access, you can literally have access to it forever. Definitely snag up that deal when it opens up. If we want to start a blog, do you recommend getting both? I think they are absolutely complementary programs, but I definitely recommend if you know that you want to have an online business where a blog is a component of it, definitely get both programs, especially during our Black Friday sale where you're going to be able to save almost $1,600 if you purchase both of them together. So I've had a lot of students who will start off with the blog bootcamp and then they'll build up their blog and then they sign up for the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit to then launch like their coaching business, which is going to be a complement to the blog. So that makes a lot of sense. If you already know that you want to have sort of a multi-pronged business and you're not just going to focus on blogging, it makes a lot of sense to get both of the programs. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for your questions. So again, I want to reiterate, you know, when you want to build freedom into your life, you have to be very intentional about doing so. And for whether you are an entrepreneur or you are a corporate, you know, baddie, like taking time off is so critical. And if you have been feeling guilty about doing that, especially if you're a business owner, I want to first encourage you to take time off because that's when your brilliant ideas are going to come. But then get intentional. Put those boundaries in place. Block off that schedule. Make a commitment to building a PTO fund. Make a commitment to building some passive income. And just reward your hard work with freaking time off because you freaking deserve it, okay? You deserve to take time off. And you deserve to build a life that gives you the freedom and flexibility that you deserve. So with that being said, make sure that if you are ready to sign up for one of our signature programs, either the Ultimate Side Hustle Starter Kit, the Jumpstart Your Blog Bootcamp, or both, that you sign up for the waitlist, yoquierodineropodcast.com/Friday. If we have the Side Hustle Starter Kit but want to get the blog program, is there a discount? Yes, it's actually going to be 50% off. So make sure that you grab your spot on the waitlist. We haven't had it at that price in months, and it's probably not going to be that price ever again. So I definitely recommend snagging it up during our Black Friday sale. You can save $1,000 by signing up for the program during our Black Friday sale, and it's going to open in January. Basically, you're going to sign up now, but the course opens up in January 2nd specifically, just so that you can enjoy your holiday season already knowing that you made your investment into yourself and you're going to be ready to kick ass in 2023. Okay. All right, y'all. So I'm going to finish packing because I am heading up to New Jersey tomorrow to spend the Thanksgiving holiday with my familia. Then I'm coming back here to Florida for like a day and then heading off to Puerto Rico for 2 weeks. So I want to wish y'all an amazing, amazing holiday season. I'll definitely be lurking here. So even though I'm taking a sabbatical, I'm still going to be on social media because I just fucking love hanging out here, but I'm not going to be doing anything productive. And I'll definitely be taking you behind the scenes of my trip to PR and all that stuff. So thanks for joining me. Thanks for your incredible support this year. This has been one of the most intense years of my life. And I have to say, you know, you guys have made it so, so impactful in so many ways. And I want to thank you for your support, your love, your kind messages, your emails, your DMs. Like, I'm so appreciative for it. And just know that I am so incredibly thankful for each and every one of you for being here, for supporting the work that we're doing over here, and for making 2022 an amazing year. I can't wait for what next year has in store, y'all. Love you. Talk soon. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you are ready to take your dinero to the next level, sign up for our free 14-page guide, The Financially Lit Latina, the ultimate blueprint for becoming poderosa with your dinero. This 14-page guide includes our best tips on money mindset, budgeting, debt repayment, career, investing, financial independence, side hustles, and more. And you can get it completely free. So to get your copy of The Financially Lit Latina, just head over to YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start. That's YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com/start and start transforming your dinero story today. Until next time, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay poderosa. On the Yo Quiero Dinero podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes only and does not constitute accounting, legal, tax, or other professional advice. Listeners should not act upon the content or information found here without first seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professional. We assume no responsibility for information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liability with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or misleading or defamatory statements. Usage of this podcast and associated contents constitutes an explicit understanding and acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.